This is Maskist MGTOW Flyers, that is, two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. This is flyer number 710, entitled Maskist War. Description. Maskists are at war against monoconscious feminists for their geocide, in brackets, equals, genocide of the world's population. This flyer shows how maskists can convert humanity into bi-consciousness, so that humanity learns a hatred towards monoconscious feminists and then wipes them out by totally ignoring them, forcing them into a slow, miserable death, rotting on the shelf, totally ignored by men, not even pumped and dumped, so that nearly all women are converted to bi-consciousness by learning maskless ideas, so that women are made nicer for men to be with, so that young men are prepared to be fathers again and not be manslaved, divorce-raped, and force-fathered, etc., by hated, fluffy parasites, who are to become bi-conscious or be exterminated. Maskless are at war against monoconscious feminists, telling them, quote, learn maskless ideas, become bi-conscious, or be exterminated. Now the flyer itself. Maskist War by Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. It's becoming increasingly necessary for maskists to go to war against monoconscious feminists for their geocide. This flyer shows why and how. Monoconscious feminism has made young women so toxic for young men that now, in the US, two-thirds of young men between 18 and 30 don't even date young women, claiming that young women are undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism. In brackets, a reputable opinion polling company called Pew, P-E-W, Research Center found this in 2022. Obviously, this is a demographic catastrophe, since if this situation continues, that is, if two-thirds of the current reproductive generation refuse to reproduce, then within a mere few generations, the population wipes itself out. That's just math. Look at South Korea, which has the lowest birth rate in the world, with 0.7 children per woman. That is a third of the replacement rate of 2.1 children per woman. South Korean politicians are now really panicking, throwing money at the problem, to little effect. This is not surprising, since South Koreans' demographic politicians are not addressing the main problem, and that is young men's refusal to have anything to do with toxic, monoconscious feminism that maskists have a true hatred for. Since indirectly, monoconscious feminists are causing geocide, that is, genocide on a planetary scale. This mass rejection by young men of dating young women is not confined to Western countries. A similar phenomenon is now occurring in China and Japan. Thanks to AI's ability to translate Asian languages well into English, well-made infodoc videos are being made by Chinese and Japanese manospherians to put onto the internet, circulating in the manosphere, giving Western masculists and MGTOWs valuable information on what is happening, or rather what is not happening, between the sexes in those two countries. Masculists in Western countries have learned a real hatred of monoconscious feminists and are increasingly at war against them, aiming to wipe them out by simply totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, thus forcing them to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at for being misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts, viciously rejected by men both socially and sexually. Feminists, monoconscious feminists, have had a monopoly over gender politics for the past six decades, preaching to women and to society that gender oppression is a one-way street, that women are the oppressed and men are the oppressors. As proof of this, feminists talk about men's rape, men's sexual harassment, men's domestic violence, men's patriarchy, men's misogyny, etc. Biconscious masculists, in brackets, who by definition are as familiar with feminist ideas as masculist ideas, who see clearly that gender oppression is a two-way street, that is, that women oppress men too, and in fact worse, far worse, than vice versa, close brackets, don't deny that men oppress women for the ways that feminists, that's monoconscious feminists, state. If I were a monoconscious feminist, I too would probably hate men for the awful gender crimes that men commit against women. But monoconscious feminists are deeply gender politically biased and bigoted. Monoconscious feminism is a deeply misandrist, gynocentric ideology that teaches women and society nothing, capital letters, about how women oppress men, constantly playing the victim role and never, capital letters, owning up to the idea that women oppress men as well. Masculists see women's gender crimes against men as horrible and lasting decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. Masculists talk a lot about the big three, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, which are hugely more horrible than the gender crimes that men commit against women. Those big three are women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. Biconscious masculists see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites when feminists bitch in public about men's gender crimes against women, when in reality women commit far worse gender crimes against men. So typically, when a biconscious masculist comes across a monoconscious feminist trashing men in public, he bites her fucking head off, exploding in rage against her with a verbally violent, ideologically hateful masculist diatribe against her, blowing her out of the room, accusing her of being a hypocrite, saying such things to her as, quote, "Learn some masculism, you hated, misandrous, male-dumping, feminazi cunt. You fat, ugly, unfuckable. You hypocritical bigot. Learn that gender oppression is a two-way street and that you women oppress men far worse than vice versa with your manslavery, your divorce rape, your forced fathering and the like. You hated feminazis have so poisoned the minds of young women with your monoconscious hypocrisy that now two-thirds of young men in the US don't even date young women," in capital letters, "making you geociders, wiping out whole populations, making you humanity's major enemy who have to be stopped, which is why masculists are at war against you and aim to wipe you out by forcing you to rot on the shelf by masculisted young men refusing to even date you. You hated feminazis need to be exterminated, and that men do by totally ignoring you, not even pumping and dumping you," end quote. This public expression of masculist hatred against monoconscious, geocidal feminists will not have much effect, however, until there are millions of masculists to put powerful moral pressure on women to become biconscious, or pay a horrible price of being manless and hence dying a slow, miserable death, rotting on the shelf. Thanks to the Manosphere, masculist and MGTOW messages are getting out there. In the US, for example, most young men are now conscious of the toxicity of the feminist-controlled divorce courts and hence refuse to marry and be fathers because they refuse to be massacred in a feminist-controlled divorce court with a one chance in four for married fathers. Once there are millions of such masculisted and MGTOWed men, these men can then put enormous moral pressure on young women to FIP up, in brackets, FIP, F-I-P, equals financially independent person, to help masculists create a FIP society in which both sexes, especially young girls, are socialized by parents and educated by teachers to be FIPS, so that they do not grow up to be fluffies, the opposite of FIPS, who expect to manslave and divorce rape men, and hence make themselves the bitter enemy of the masculists who are out to exterminate such women, forcing women to become bi-conscious or to die slow, miserable deaths by being totally ignored by men, masculisted men, who spit at fluffies and fluffy feminists who control the divorce courts. Millions of maskers can convert millions of monoconscious feminists to become bi-conscious by learning maskless ideas, so that they lose their monoconscious hatred of men for the ways that men oppress women, by having their female maskless hatred of women for the ways that women oppress men, cancel, capital letters, that feminist hatred. But converting millions of monoconscious feminists into bi-conscious feminists by grassroots maskless pressure will not be enough. Bi-consciousness needs to be made political, to be made part of political programs so that humanity survives the horrible birth rate crash, which increasingly more and more thinkers are now seeing as humanity's greatest existential crisis, worse than a nuclear holocaust or global warming. As for the latter two crises, humanity would probably survive them, but it is a mathematical certainty that if the birth rate continues to be way below the replacement rate of 2.1 children per woman, then simple math says that whole populations get wiped out. From this, it should be obvious that politicians need to be taught masculist ideas so that politicians understand well why so many young men reject dating and paternity. Masculists want governments to share masculist hatred of monoconscious feminists who indirectly wipe out whole populations, so that politicians become bi-conscious and use their power to help stamp out monoconscious feminism by promoting measures to spread masculist ideas, so that society becomes bi-conscious, so that journalists spread masculist ideas across the planet, so that the Earth's population becomes as familiar with masculist ideas as feminist ideas, so that the gender laws are men-fared, so that we create a FIP society, so that the divorce courts are fundamentally reformed, basing them on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties, so that divorcing fathers are not divorce raped by hated, manslaving, fluffy parasites, so that the para, paternity rejection right, and the OPTAB, OPTAB, obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births, are legislated to block forced fathering. If you are a South Korean male masculist reading slash watching this, then send this flyer slash video to your politicians to educate them into masculist ideas so that they are not as monoconsciously bigoted as is the general population after six decades of gender political monopoly by the feminists. The general message needs to get out to the world that monoconscious feminists are seen by bi-conscious masculists, and increasingly by the whole planet, as geociders. They are indirectly wiping out whole populations by making young women so toxic and repulsive with their monoconscious misandry and hatred of men that young men piss on them, refuse to date them, and certainly don't give them their sperm. Masculists are at war against monoconscious feminist geociders and aim to exterminate them. This process is already well underway in the sense that in the US today, 2/3 of young men don't even date young women. When nearly all men have had their masculist consciousness raised, then women will feel crushed by universal male total rejection of monoconscious feminism and will kill, in brackets, slowly, monoconscious feminists, hating them, spitting in their faces, totally ignoring them, forcing them to become bi-conscious or face extinction. In short, masculists, and hopefully soon society as a whole, will be at war against monoconscious feminists and want them annihilated. It's a matter of human survival. In the form of a slogan, quote, "Get rid of monoconscious feminism or we wipe ourselves out," end quote. Hence the need for a maskless war against monoconscious feminists. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In brackets, click on the maskless tab for 710 plus maskless essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo Degaris to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators? ? Professor Hugo Degaris - London Real. Brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the maskless segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, how AI will exterminate mankind. Again, for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 maskless videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name Degaris Maskless Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my maskless videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name Degaris Maskless Videos. That's four words. Ciao.